Hello everyone, it is Natalie, and I'm gonna tell you a few ways that can keep you occupied during your quarantine. Try doing a puzzle. I know a lot of people think those are like boring, but they're actually pretty fun, and a lot of really difficult ones. Just don't give up. Here's a good one for like, if you wanna, I don't know, do something with your siblings. Try a face mask. Do like a new one every day. Face masks are so cool and there's so many you can try. You'll never get bored of them. Watch a movie with your siblings or your entire family. Do like a family movie night. Try playing some games. Or if you really want to, you can put on a movie, mute the sound, and create up your own dialogue. That sounds like a fun thing to do. And if you really want to go bold, text your ex. Or exes, depending on how many you have. There's a lot of things that you never know. Maybe it might get you somewhere. And if you're really bored and you only know English and you're bored of saying English, try a new language. You can get multiple apps to help you with it. And if you go on YouTube, you can learn how to meditate or do yoga. That's a really good way to calm your mind and make it so you stay sane. You can learn calligraphy. That's a really fun way of handwriting, but like, it's also really difficult, but it'd be fun to learn. If you want to try baking or cooking, just try not to burn the house down. Go on Pinterest and find a new recipe or something. You may fail, but try again. FaceTime your friends, or if you have any long distance friends or friends you haven't talked to in a while, try FaceTiming them. Just stay 6 feet apart if you meet them in real life. If you really want to, like, pretend you're 13 again and make a fortune teller out of paper and proceed to annoy your family with it, go for it. I used to do that when I was younger. Well, have fun, everyone, and try to stay sane.